Marblehead boys basketball coach Mike Giardi is joining us here on the line. Last night they beat Pope Francis on the road 59-57. Mike, it was a thriller right down to the end, as I understand it, and welcome.
Yeah, you know, it was a great game. Obviously, a challenge for our players, traveling 2 hours out to Springfield, an early game. You know, we had some parents that traveled out there, but no fan bus. You know, it's kind of being in a hostile territory, and our kids did a great job, especially, you know, we got up big at halftime, up by 11, and you're always looking to stretch a lead, and we really couldn't do that. They cut it to 9 at the end of 3, and you thought we were in good shape, but they kept chipping away, and actually had the ball with 45 seconds left and down 2, and Pope Francis ended up scoring to tie the game, and we called timeout with 15 seconds left, roughly 14 seconds. We talked about what we wanted to do, what we expected from them. We told Nick Lemon to take the ball at the top and kind of attack it, and we had Tyrone on one side and Magnus McCarthy on the other with our bigs Ryan Kamas and Miles O'Neill in position to get in there for a rebound, and just ended up, Nick felt he had a good look at a jumper with about 3 seconds left, pulled up, and it just, you know, it was off a little bit, thought he rushed it just a little bit, but he felt good with it. Miles was just in a good position and grabbed it, just quickly put it right back in. And fortunately for us, the time ran out right after that. So you know, we get the big victory. We were giving Miles the business. We said, thank God he didn't try to dunk it after the other night against Pembroke. So it was a good way to end it for us. And we hung tough. As we said, it was a hostile environment. It's tough. Their fans were all over the place. And you know, it's always tough going into a gym where you're not familiar with anybody. You're not familiar with the setting, your opponent, the referees, you know, where you are. And our kids just did a great job weathering the storm.
Yeah, so that was the biggest offensive rebound of the year for Marblehead basketball. Miles O'Neill with that putback then, right?
It was a great job. You know, he as we said, we were battling the whole way. And, you know, there was a lot of physicality in that game. And the guys were getting banged up, and the referees did let them play. And fortunately for us, you know, Miles was tangled up with one of the guys, but able to get himself free a little bit, grab that rebound, and put it right back. It was a great job by Miles.
So when you go into a game like that one last night, Mike, did it play out as you kind of expected it could possibly play out, or was everything a little bit different than you expected?
Well, it was funny because I said to the kids after we designed that play exactly the way we said. We said Nick was going to miss a jumper and Miles was going to grab the rebound and put it in. No, you know, one of the things that we talk to our kids about is, you know, you got to kind of tune out the noise. You got to kind of tune out the distractions. Their fans are literally right on the court at the baseline. A couple of plays, our players went into the crowd a little bit, and there's probably a little pushing and shoving going on down there, and nothing that was meant to injure anybody, but the kids are not going to let you easily get back out on the floor. And the referees don't know any of our kids. So we had to remind our kids, like, just go out there and play, you know, try to be professional. So in that regard, we thought that we knew that they were a tough team. They had one of their best players that was injured. But we thought we did a great job, especially in the first half and even through three quarters, of really controlling it defensively. The fourth quarter, though, Pope Francis really stepped up, decided to change up offensively what they were going to do in terms of their tactics of attacking the rim. And we kept looking for them to kick out for three, and they weren't doing it. And we kind of overplayed the three ball because they had been so prolific at trying to score from three. We got into a lot of one-on-one situations and didn't get the help defense that we wanted to. So they kept chipping away. We finally made an adjustment on the very last possession to make it a tough one. You know, and while they did tie the game, it wasn't an easy tie, and they didn't do it quickly. So we knew we were going to get the last chance, the last shot at the ball. So in that regard, we kind of put ourselves in the position. You always want to put yourself in a position to get a chance to win the game, and we did that and came away with the victory.
So now it's Mansfield, the team that beat Salem last night. I'm looking on the website now, and there's no location or time for that game, but maybe what do you know about the next game versus Mansfield, where, when, and maybe a note on Mansfield themselves?
Yeah, we just got confirmation the game's going to be down at Mansfield on Friday night at 7 o'clock. You know, another tough road test. We're still in a tournament situation where the higher seed gets the home game. Obviously, Coach Doyle and I were hoping that, you know, Coach Doyle's team would come out on top. We'd have a nice local game between Marblehead and Salem, but unfortunately, you know, Salem gave them a great battle. I think, you know, just looking at the film, I haven't had really a chance to talk with Coach Doyle on the specifics of it, but, you know, they were down at 1.8 points, I think, at half, and Mansfield took off a little bit at the start of that second half and stretched it to 20 points, but Salem came right back and went on like a 15-0 run to cut it, made some adjustments, made some changes, and really put some pressure on Mansfield. And unfortunately, I think Salem, you know, because they weren't close early, that pressure that they put on, finally Mansfield made some adjustments and kind of stretched it out in that fourth quarter and got to the point where Salem just couldn't overcome it. I think the lead, the final score is not indicative of the way that game really went. So, you know, we're looking at a tough test. They're big. They got some players that can really get to the rim. You know, we haven't really had a chance to look at them. We looked at them briefly last night. You know, my assistant coaches give me the business because I was probably up too late looking at it. And today we'll kind of review it. At this point in the season, you know, there's only so many drills and so much that you can go over. The physical part of practice is not as important, I think, as the mental part. You know, you're 22 games into your season. You know, your practices, you know, you don't want them to become routine. You want the kids focusing on the very specifics of the mental side of it, you know. What does this guy like to do? Where are we looking to stop them, et cetera, et cetera. So today will be a mental practice for us, a little shoot around, stretch the legs, and really get focused on what we want to do tomorrow and then get after it on Friday night.
It all makes sense. Make it sound so easy, Mike. Not really. But, Mike, thanks. Congratulations to you guys. That was a great road win for you guys, and we'll be checking in on you on Friday for sure.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach, Marblehead High School.